The Osgood Files, sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Eric Hamlin is back at his teaching job now that he knows which flag is boss. More after this from the American Jewish Committee. In Colorado, the law is clear. Quote, any person who displays any flag other than the flag of the United States or the state of Colorado upon any public building within this state commits a Class 1 petty offense. But 7th grade teacher Eric Hamlin figured that displaying the Chinese and Mexican flags in his geography class was safe since the flags were temporary and were not, strictly speaking, upon a public building. They were in his classroom for the purpose of teaching geography. Then the boss showed up. He has a feeling it was the Mexican flag that did it. There are still raw nerves from last spring's immigrant demonstrations. In any case, Mr. Hamlin deliberately disobeyed the order. He was sent home for insubordination. But today, he's back with permission to use the flags, provided they are relevant to the subject being taught at the time. So the Mexican flag can go back up, but only when the students are learning about Mexico. And you can see why. Children must be protected from many things. Sex, cigarettes, malt liquor, sugary snack foods, and overexposure to the flags of other nations. You see, for an American, flags of other nations are really like ethnic kryptonite. A few days of exposure to the Mexican flag might be okay, but a week? A month? Pretty soon, a kid finds himself liking soccer more than football. He puts chunky salsa on his burgers instead of ketchup. He starts rolling his R's when he orders the chicken cheesy bean burrito at Taco Bell. Now, this was a close one. In fact, times being what they are, it might be wise for every child under 18 to wear a foreign flag dosimeter. Just in case. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, August 25th, 2006.